Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Randy, I wanted to spend a little time today discussing a topic that seems to be getting a lot of press these days, and that's the mobile security space. You know, some say it's really a bunch of hype, but more and more companies seem to be entering this market, so I wanted to get your take on this.
Okay, well, a lot of people do say it's all hype, and I think to some extent right now there is a lot of hype around it, but it isn't all hype. There actually is a real threat, and in different parts of the world, the extent of the threat is different. The malware that we're seeing nowadays is pretty much in its infancy, kind of like the old days of PC viruses back
right.
in the DOS era. But it is real, and it's something that the antivirus companies want to be prepared for when the first big one hits.
Absolutely. So would you say most of the folks are kind of ahead of the threat at this point?
Yeah, for the most part. What we're not seeing is the same kind of attack that we see with PCs, where someone gets infected because of the exploitation of a vulnerability. We're really seeing the highly preventable threats where users can do simple things like disabling Bluetooth discovery or just not opening that attachment, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, exactly. You know, and I know that you've been traveling a lot recently to different conferences. You know, what have you seen on this topic? Does it seem to be something that researchers and folks on the technical side are talking about, and are people concerned at this point?
Well, at the antivirus conferences I've been at, there have been presentations on mobile malware and mobile threats, and the presentations are actually more interesting than the malware at this point.
Right.
It's one of those things where if you're smart, you're going to be prepared. And so the various people in the industry are really looking into what is the nature of the threat, what extent can the attacks be carried out at. I remember at Black Hat a couple years ago, they were talking about BlackBerry security. And while it's very, very good, it's certainly not perfect. And then just a few days ago, I saw a message about some vulnerabilities in some BlackBerry software.
Oh,
so, you know, it's something that the bad guys are definitely looking at, and once they figure out how to make money at it, that's when organized crime's going to get in, and you'll really see these threats escalate.
So we haven't really seen a wide-scale attack. Have there been any smaller-scale attacks that you've seen?
Well, right now, interestingly, the costly small-scale attacks really are SMS spam,
right.
And that's something I think the mobile providers have to take care of. There have been a few outbreaks of a variety of little threats, not many of them. If you go to a major airport in some parts of the world and you've got Bluetooth discovery turned on with absolutely no security, yeah, there's a fairly reasonable chance that your cell phone could get infected depending on what type of phone it is. A lot of the threats right now are for Symbian-based cell phones, but we're going
right.
to see a lot of interest in the Windows platform, too. So,
well, do you think that it is primarily about money, and that's really why what the hackers seem to be waiting for?
Well, right now it's about fame and glory like it used to be in the old virus writing days. The
yeah.
wide-scale attacks will have to be about money, because really the amateur hackers probably don't want to draw Interpol in on this and have an international police organization looking for them, where organized crime deals with that on a daily basis.
Right, absolutely. So everyone knows the iPhone came out a few weeks ago, and there seems to be this constant discussion about security with the iPhone. Do you think that we'll see maybe a iPhone-specific attack?
I think that's a high probability. It was the new version of the iPhone that came out a few weeks ago, which boasts a lot more memory, among other things. There's going to be a lot of interest in it because it's a popular platform, and
right.
the corollary is the money goes where the devices are. So the more people that use a specific platform, the more effective an attack can be, because you have a lot more phones of the same type, which makes it a lot easier to write malware. So it's going to get a lot of attention, and Apple's going to have their work cut out for them to keep it secure.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've been hearing a lot from IT managers that are concerned about bringing iPhone onto their network for corporate email and corporate use. Do you think the iPhone is safe within a corporate network?
I think to a large extent that depends upon the corporate network. I think a good rule of thumb is that it's not safe if you don't understand the threat vector, if you don't understand what kind of data may or may not be impacted and how it can be accessed. If you understand that, then you can probably layer your defenses fairly effectively. Now, whether or not it's cost effective to, I really don't know the answer to that. But whether or not it's safe to use the iPhone in the corporate environment really depends on the specific company and how well their IT department understands the nature of the threats.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there seems to be this trend with doing more on your mobile phone, you know, with the iPhone, the Windows smartphones. I mean, they really do take the place of a laptop in terms of usability and functionality. What do you recommend never doing on a mobile device? I know the Bank of America and some of the other banks have now allowed for mobile banking. Are there things people should stray from in terms of doing on a mobile device?
Never lose it.
Yes.
That's the number one. actually, I think more important is never leave it with Bluetooth in discovery mode.
Okay.
I think that right now is the biggest thing. I think as long as you're savvy and you pay attention to details, you can do a lot of online transactions with your mobile device.
Okay, very interesting. You know, just to kind of wrap it up, there seems to be a lot of different vectors to attack a mobile device. You have the MMS and the SMS and the email. What do users need to do to stay safe from attacks?
A little bit of security education goes a long way. Right now, simply doing things like turning off the Bluetooth discovery and not opening attachments unless you know that a person meant to send it to you, because these devices can send from people you know automatically. So unless you know that person meant to send you the attachment and you're expecting it, don't open it. Otherwise, ask them if they sent it. So those two things right there will keep you safe from the vast majority of attacks.
Great. Well, Randy, that's really helpful, and I definitely appreciate you taking the time to discuss the mobile security topic with us. If you have any questions for Randy, feel free to send him an email at askeset@eset.com. Thanks so much, Randy.
Thanks, Matt.
This is Matt Grant, and you've been listening to the Malware Report.